straight through the scripture. When God talked to Israel, he said, you do this, you'll be blessed. You do this, you'll be cursed. So whose choice was it? It was their choice. He tells us the same thing.
God has laid out the plans for our life, but he still lets us choose when and how to follow those plans. Join Gloria Copeland as she teaches on being still to hear his voice next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now let's look at Psalm 145. We're just feeding on the good things today. Don't you love the Word of God? Let's look at the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. That's why we have healing today. That's why Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases and bore the curse for poverty. Poverty's not good. That's not a blessing. That's a curse. Jesus bore it for us. Sickness is not good. He bore it for us. He is good. The Lord is good to all. That would certainly include you and me. And his tender mercies are over all his works. Look at verse 20. The Lord preserves all them. And the New Living Translation says protect. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. Now, who does the Bible say it is that loves him? The ones that do what he says. The ones that do his word are the ones that love him. He protects all those and blesses those and keeps us, preserves us. Hallelujah. Preserve is a good word. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but the wicked will he destroy. Glory to God. So God is good to everyone. He preserves those who love him. Thank God. No telling how many times he saved our lives. Look at Psalm, and we didn't even know it a lot of times. Sometimes we know it. But Psalm 91, let's look at the first verse and the last verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow or lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. If we abide, that means to obey. If we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, if we put ourselves under him, we have life and protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. How do we do that? It's our words. You know, we've been taught to say right words. That we can have what we say. What is that? That's faith. Faith comes by hearing and it goes by saying. So we've been taught that our words are our faith speaking. So if we want to live long and live strong, we can't be talking weakness and doubt and sickness and disease. We can't say, well, would you pray for my arthritis? You don't want that arthritis. That's not your arthritis. You can say, I've been diagnosed with arthritis. Would you pray for me? But don't say my sickness, my arthritis. No, it's not mine. I'm not taking it. And what do you do? You say you abide under the shadow and you say your words. You know, we can pray today and you could be healed, but you could undo that in 30 minutes after you walk out the door. You may not have the full manifestation instantly. We like it instantly, but it's not always instantly. But when we believe we receive, when we pray and stand on the Word of God, there is no doubt but what the healing anointing begins. You don't have to be in healing service. It happens when you're at home. When you believe you receive the Word of God on healing, when you pray, the healing starts. It may be instant, it may be a little while, but God always answers faith. And so when you're in a service like this and we're specifically dealing on healing, when we pray, You believe you receive regardless of whether you can tell a difference or not. That's just the way faith works. And then 30 minutes from now and you have a pain, don't undo it. Don't quit. You have to keep saying the same thing. If you believe you received it, don't believe you didn't receive it 30 minutes later. You either get on or get off. That's the way faith works. If you won't say it, you don't receive it. And you have to keep saying it. Even somebody lay hands on you that has the anointing to heal the sick. If you get prayed for and then you keep saying sickness and disease, it's not going to work for you. So you've got to make a decision. What am I going to do? Am I going to trust God? Am I going to obey God? Am I going to say? Yes, we're going to say with long life. I like long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My deliverance. That means the word deliverance means, salvation means deliverance. It's every kind of deliverance from every bad thing. It's under the curse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, let's see. We will look at, we found out God is a good God. Let's look at Psalm 31. Here's another scripture about that. Psalm 31:19. God is good today. He knows what good is. He wants you well. He's always on your side. All we have to do is flow with him. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them. Here's that refuge of hiding. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Man, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord. Talk good about the Lord all the time. Say things like this. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Verse 23 says, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. So we get to choose. Are we going to be the faithful? Amen. Well, the Lord will preserve us. And we love the Lord. He preserves us. He's faithful. He keeps us. He wants us to be whole and well. Look at Acts 10:38. Glory to God. We could spend all day on healing scriptures, but we won't. Hallelujah. It doesn't take all day, but it wouldn't hurt us at all. I can tell you that for sure. It would do us good. Acts 10:38. This is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. Now that is a very important word there. That would mean every person in here. All, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus. If he went about doing good and healing all then, he is still going about doing good and healing all now. He has sent his Spirit, and he is doing good. He is ready to heal every person who will just receive his word today in faith. Well, you know, I've got this. Not everybody. Some people think what they've got special. You know, well, I know that he says that everybody will be healed, but I just think you ought to know that I've got this or that or the other. No, I think you ought to take the word of God. I'm not the healer. I'm just teaching you about what God says in his word. And this says that he heals all that were oppressed by the devil. That God, Jesus, when he was on the earth, God through him healed all. He anointed Jesus with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He's the same Jesus today. He's just as interested in you as he was interested in the woman with the issue of blood, who had tried everything and had only gotten worse. But she kept saying, see, she got her faith up. She kept saying, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And so she was sick. She wasn't even supposed to be out in the crowd. She had an issue of blood. But you just see that little woman, she fought, got her way up there. She came up. She finally got to Jesus. And she got to that garment. That was not an easy thing to do. She had to work at that. And she kept saying to herself, if I just touch the hem of his garment. In other words, he won't have to acknowledge me. He won't even know I'm there. If I can just touch Jesus, I'll be made whole. So when she touched him, power went out of him. Well, he was there physically for her to touch. But he's here in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here. And he has been sent to heal and to deliver and to do the will of God in our lives. What caused the Spirit of God to come out of Jesus, virtue, come out of him, power, come out of him and go into her? Her faith and her words. She kept saying, and if she hadn't believed it, she would never have fought that crowd and gotten down there. She could have gotten in trouble for that. But the moment she touched him, virtue went out of him, and when he felt power leave, it was like automatic. She pulled it out of him. When he felt power leave, he said, who touched me? Now that's the way we're going to do this morning. We're going to receive. To receive means to take. We're going to take our healing. And when we pray, you take it and you do exactly whatever the Lord tells you to do. You take it. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't throw up your hands, begin to act on it. Jesus is the healer. He is present today. He has already borne your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes, you were healed. There's nothing left to do but receive it. Amen. You know what the word receive means? It means take it. We're going to take our healing today because of what God's word says. Jesus himself, the healer. We're taking it, just like that woman with the issue of blood took it. Because she said it, she kept saying to herself, her faith was working. She had her words going in the right direction. Say this with me. When we pray today, I'm going to take my healing. I'm going to receive it from the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my healer. Today is my receiving day. I'm receiving my healing. When we pray the prayer of faith, and I'm giving Jesus all the glory for it. Glory to God. Are you ready to pray? How he went about doing good. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God is with us this morning. Hallelujah. He is with us every morning. You can receive healing any morning, noon, or night. 24 hours a day, Jesus is present to heal when you release your faith. Are you ready? Glory to God. Stand up and let's pray. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing, salvation, deliverance. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Those of you watching on the internet, Jesus is present where you are. You stand up right now. If you can, stand up. If you can't, you just receive right where you are. But God is there. Jesus is there. The power of God is there. If you've received the word of God, faith is in you and it's ready to be released. And so that's really what we're doing right now. We're releasing our faith for our healing. So we're going to plug into it. Brother Hagin used to say, plug in, make an effort. We're going to receive, especially when he prayed for people that were paralyzed. He would say, make an effort. Glory to God. Do what you can. Move. I mean, if you've been immobile, you start moving what you can move and you begin to move one thing and then another thing will come loose. And the first thing you know, that devil that's been trying to bind you in that wheelchair, he's gone and overcome. Father, we thank you. We come in faith to the throne of grace today. We come to receive help in the time of trouble and time of sickness. We thank you, Father. I pray, I lift up, I intercede for every person in this place that needs healing in their bodies. And we know when we deal with heaven, it doesn't matter how serious the disease is. It doesn't matter how late it is in the disease. It doesn't matter if medicine says there's no cure and you just a short time to live. We know that doesn't matter. When we deal with heaven, we receive power from on high. We receive recreating power. We receive a sickness and disease gone out of our body. The power of God to drive out every symptom, every deficiency, every malfunction. To give us missing parts, Lord, we believe today that if people need a new heart, a new kidney, a new liver, a new toe, whatever it is, we believe they receive it. You don't want us to have any missing parts. You don't want us to have any broken things. You bore everything for us, Jesus, so that we can be free. And so right now, we receive our faith. We release our faith. I speak to every sickness, every disease. You foul, tormenting disease, you get off of their bodies in Jesus' name. You foul, tormenting spirits, you loose those bodies. You loose those minds in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke you on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You release this people. You release every person watching on the internet. I speak to every sickness and disease. Go now in Jesus' name. Be gone from them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be made whole in Jesus' name. The healing anointing flows into you now. The anointing of Jesus to heal comes in you right now, wherever you are all over this world. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Take it now and begin to do what you couldn't do before. Begin to act. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. Receive it. Say, I receive my healing. It is the will of God for me to be healed. I receive it now. I'm made whole. I can do what I couldn't do before. I am healed. In Jesus' name. Now act on it. Do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't bend over in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. We praise you and we bless you for healing us, Lord. Begin to thank him for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are the healed in Jesus' name. We're the delivered in the name of Jesus. We're made whole. Hallelujah. Thank you for new parts. Thank you for restoration, Lord. Thank you that the crippled bodies are made straight and strong. New limbs. Glory to God. Life in their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We rebuke every crippling disease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the living God comes upon you and raises you up in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. Father, we pray for people now that are addicted. We pray, Father, for their deliverance. People that are addicted to drugs, street drugs, physical drugs, medicine drugs, medical drugs, any kind of drugs, nicotine, pornography, any sin, addictions in the name of Jesus. That's not right. That's not of God. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. I rebuke every foul, tormenting addiction off of you right now. Alcohol in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every kind of drugs in Jesus' name. Illegal drugs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, for people to be healed even of things that that medical drugs have caused. Symptoms are, what's the word? What do you get? I can't think of the word. What? Tell me, Aubrey. Side effects. Thank you very much. She goes to ORU. Side effects. I
rebuke side effects of every kind of drug off of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive that. Receive your deliverance. Receive that deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now do what you couldn't do before. Just begin to thank Jesus. Say, everybody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're my healer. I receive my deliverance today.
I receive
my healing today.
I am healed.
By your stripes.
I am healed.
I was healed.
I am healed.
And I act on that word.
This is Sharon Platypus from Essex, Missouri. She's been having problems with her left knee with a lot of pain in it. And she believes she's been healed. She has done no pills and no pain, and she can lift her late knee now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
It's great. It's great to have no pain. It's wonderful.
Mobility is good. Amen. Well, go rejoice and enjoy it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hurt my knee about a month ago, and it was not getting better. It was in constant pain, and I couldn't lift it. I couldn't really walk well. It was just a very bad ailment, and surgery possible. And I kept saying, no, I don't want to have surgery. But sometimes that's presumption, not faith, because I really had bad symptoms. But when I came to Praise and Worship here and came to the meetings, I knew I was going to be standing. And I thought, well, I can sit if I need to. And I'm going to just praise the Lord anyway. And it was a little uncomfortable. But then usually through Praise and Worship, it was fine. But during the meeting itself, the pain would increase sometimes so much. And I just don't like to take a lot of medication. I would take some, and I just felt like I needed it. But the good thing is, as I just keep coming back, I just keep coming back. And one day, my friend, you know, prayed for my knee. It lessened. And then last night, I said, now we need to pray this leaves, you know. And so we prayed last night. And this morning, I got up. I was up for at least an hour and realized that my knee wasn't hurting and I hadn't taken any medication yet or anything. And so I started moving my knee, and I could actually lift it. I could actually use it. There's no pain, you know, and my knee, I can actually, this doesn't hurt. I mean, that's a wonderful thing.
It's so exciting to see people get healed. And really, you can be healed right where you are today. You don't have to be in healing school. I get healed at home all the time. I mean, I just take my healing. I go to the scriptures. I know where in the scriptures it talks about Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. It says, by his stripes you were healed. I take that and I say, Lord, I thank you that I'm healed. I rebuke sickness off my body in the name of Jesus. And so I'm going to pray that for you today, and you agree with me and you act. Just that means you just do what you couldn't do before. Father, I pray for every person listening. I command them to be healed in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole and begin to do what you couldn't do before in the name of Jesus. If you couldn't move something, just begin to move it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And give God the glory. And let us know your testimony. We love to hear healing testimonies. Today is offering day. And I want to remind you that God, the Bible says, that God provides seed for the sower. Ken and I were discussing that scripture the other day because we're sowers. And we are interested in being proficient sowers. And so we were talking about that scripture. And the thing is that I got out of it was that God will give you seed. Now that's a statement. God gives seed to the sower. That's not he might give seed to the sower. Sometimes he gives seed to the sower. No, he gives seed to the sower. Now, it's up to you and me to be a sower of the seed he gives to us.
And if we want a harvest, we sow. We sow some of the blessing that God gives to us, we sow it into people, into ministries, into preaching the gospel, into whatever the Lord tells us to do. Now, I pray for your finances in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the devil over lack in your life. And I command you to prosper and to increase. Now, as you sow your seed into this broadcast and into your church and wherever you sow it, you act on that. You say, I have seed. I sow my seed. Harvest comes to me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just talk to yourself about being a seed sower. If you want to be blessed, what do? You sow. If you want a crop, what do? You plant that seed and you reap a harvest. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you learn the Word of God and build your faith. Also to pray with you and encourage you with the love of God. And to help equip you to fulfill your destiny and reach out to those around you. Visit our website at kcm.org and surround yourself with the Word of God every day. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, a year for you to receive the blessing without measure.
God's got hearts. He can give you a new heart or new kidneys or new anything else. This is the day of miracles and healing.
I'm moved by what I believe. And I believe what God has said. If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness. Hallelujah.
2008 has been an exciting season of meetings, but it's not over yet. Jump into the deeper things of God at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Jump into the fullness of the blessing and walk out all God has for you. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory. Transforming lives with the power of God's Word.